Hello, I'm Jason Kay with the BBC News. President Trump says he's directing troops to be sent to the northwestern city of Portland, extending his controversial use of the military in Democratic-run cities against the wishes of their administrations. But the mayor, Keith Wilson, said zero troops were needed. And Oregon State Senator Ron Wyden called Mr. Trump's move an authoritarian takeover and an attempt to incite violence. Will Grant is in Washington.
There are those who see the United States as in the grip of a crime wave, whether or not the statistics support it or not. They believe that violent crime has increased. There is clearly a lot of opposition to it, too, on the Democratic side of the aisle. And I think it's worth remembering that this is coming in the context of, well, as an attack on an ICE facility in Dallas last week and the recent assassination of the conservative commentator Charlie Kirk.
At least 36 people have been killed and more than 50 injured in a crush at a political rally in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu. They were crushed after waiting for hours in sweltering heat before the actor-turned-politician Vijay's delayed arrival. Here's Anbarasan Etirajan.
We don't know exactly how this crush happened, but television pictures were showing how hundreds of fans, they were breaking through these barricades set up by police to have a glimpse of this actor. But once again, it has also shown how crowd control is still a massive subject. People need to learn on these things, authorities as well as political parties. But in the meantime, when the people are still looking for the relatives, dozens have been injured, and the casualty figure is likely to go up.
Thousands of people have taken part in an anti-femicide protest in Buenos Aires, demanding justice for a girl and two young women who were tortured and murdered. The killings, allegedly by drug traffickers, have shocked Argentina. Tom Kavanagh has the details.
Huge crowds marched on Congress despite the rain, expressing their revulsion at a triple murder case that's caused widespread horror. The bodies of Lara Gutierrez, aged 15, and cousins Morena Berdi and Brenda del Castillo, aged 20, were found buried in a suburban garden in Buenos Aires. Victims' family members gave emotional interviews to TV reporters at Saturday's demonstration. 12 suspects have been arrested, but police say the gang's ringleader is still at large. Campaigners say one woman is killed by a man every 36 hours in Argentina.
NATO has told the Reuters news agency that it's upgrading its mission in the Baltic Sea in response to unidentified drone incursions in Denmark. This would include using an air defence frigate that will enhance the organisation's mission launched earlier this year after power cables and gas pipes were cut. BBC World News. Hezbollah members and supporters of the southern suburbs of Beirut have been marking the first anniversary of Israel killing the group's leader, Hassan Nasrallah. The lead-up to the anniversary created more tension in Lebanon, whose government committed itself to disarming Hezbollah, as stipulated under the deal that ended the war with Israel last year. But in a speech to mark the anniversary, the current head of Hezbollah, Naim Qassem, reiterated that Hezbollah would not accept disarmament, saying the group was ready to fight Israel again. The military junta that rules Guinea says that the West African nation will hold presidential elections on December the 28th. The announcement came a day after 89% of voters were officially said to have backed a new constitution in a referendum boycotted by the opposition. The result will allow Guinea's military ruler, Mamadi Doumbouya, to stand for president. The opposition called the referendum a power grab by General Doumbouya. A British government is to back the carmaker Jaguar Land Rover with a $2 billion loan guarantee. The company has suspended production at its factories in the UK for several weeks after it was targeted by hackers. The Chief Finance Minister, Rachel Reeves, said the government was protecting thousands of jobs at what she called the jewel in the crown of the British economy. England have won the Women's Rugby World Cup for the third time. In a fast and open game, they beat Canada by 33 points to 13. Alex Matthews was on the score sheet with two tries for the Red Roses.
I came here with the mindset, win or lose. It was a win because of, I think, the amount of traction the game's got. It's just one big celebration of women's rugby. And the fact now we've got people coming here, filling out stadiums for us, I think is just amazing. And it's just been an absolute honour.
The match was played in front of a record crowd of 82,000 spectators. BBC News.